This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Israel has rejected a plea by the United Nations for a 72-hour truce in the fighting between Israeli forces and Hezbollah guerrillas. The UN says relief workers need to get into South Lebanon to help civilians who cannot get out of the area, the elderly, disabled, and the wounded. Israel says it has already opened a humanitarian relief corridor. Israeli warplanes are continuing to pound the south of Lebanon, while Hezbollah fighters are firing longer-range missiles into northern Israel. In Beirut, a tenuous calm settled over the city. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Beirut.
For many people in Beirut, this sound must be like sweet music to their ears. This gridlock of cars and motorcycles in downtown Beirut, with the accompanying horns and curses, may be exasperating, but it also means Beirut is slowly, warily coming back to life. You can still hear the occasional whine of Israeli unmanned aircraft, drones, as well as warplanes when they fly low over the city. But for 3 days, Israel has not dropped bombs in or near Beirut. Each day that goes by means more shops open, more people go back to work, go shopping, share a coffee with a friend, all the routines of daily life. But this is still Beirut, this is still Lebanon, and as fast as they go up, the shutters on storefronts can slam down. And no one is under any disillusion that many other parts of Lebanon are still under bombardment. The eastern part of the Bekaa Valley, which is a Hezbollah stronghold, strategic targets in the north, and in South Lebanon. The fighting in the south has shifted from the ground to the air. Israeli warplanes continue to target homes, roads, schools, mosques, any place where there may be a Hezbollah rocket launcher. Hezbollah continues to send scores of rockets into northern Israel. On Friday, the guerrilla group fired a new type of rocket, one that goes longer than any of the hundreds of others it's already launched. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice returns to the region today. There are reports she will be back in Lebanon to meet with Prime Minister Fouad Siniora, who continues to call for an immediate ceasefire to end the destruction of his country and stop the suffering of hundreds of thousands of his people. Israel is not guaranteeing safe passage for relief convoys. Now there are severe food and clean water shortages in the south and no end in sight to the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.